demands from the boss and life getting in the way. Is your boss demanding? I seem to surround myself with demanding people. On the other hand, I like it. They are passionate. I'm passionate. And I do love to work. And I love a challenge. I love a challenging project. Mostly because I want to succeed. I want to beat that project. Man, oh man, right now, I'm just not in the mood for demanding people. I know your life is equally demanding, and then you've got this nag of a boss or person in your life, and I always, in my past, put my boss's demands first because, well, I was getting paid a lot. But now, I'm not. The money is not rolling in, but still, I'm working on some projects that I am committed to, and I'm going to stick with them. Because I said, basically, I will do this with you. I will work with you on these projects, and so I don't want to let them down.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
First, let me digress, as I usually do in my podcasts. One, I'm still not playing video games, and you know what? It's really difficult. I reach for the iPad, and then I remember I've given them up for 2 weeks, and I kind of don't feel good about it, and I stop myself, though, and I don't play. I am an addict, and this is difficult not to play. But I'm watching movies, and I'm watching them, and it's great. But still, it's Friday, and that weekend tournament has begun, and I'm just thinking, well, I can just give myself a couple of days to play if I don't multitask, if I just kind of go outside and play when I'm not doing anything else. I don't know. That's what addicts say. Oh, I'll just try it this one time, and then it won't hurt me. Number two, I'm sick. Of course, when I started feeling bad, I immediately think, I've got COVID. Because I am kind of a hypochondriac, and I usually imagine all sorts of illnesses. And I do live in California, and we, Californians, we now have 600,000 people who have tested positive for the virus. Fortunately, I am not one of them, I am very happy to say. I did think for a minute that I was going to test positive, but I'm happy to say I spoke with my doctor on the phone. It was a Zoom FaceTime doctor appointment. And a number of times with the nurse and then with the doctor and then with another doctor, we went through all the symptoms that they ask you about. And, you know, maybe this should be another podcast episode, but I'll just go through it quickly. They asked all these questions on their list, and I answered no to most of them. I don't have congestion in my chest or difficult breathing, and I'm not throwing up. What she thinks is wrong with me is a sinus infection, and that's what it feels like to me. I have a terrible headache and congestion in my nose, and I do feel feverish, but I really don't have a fever, and I do feel achy like I've got the flu, but that's part of having a sinus infection. I don't want to go into the doctor, so they're not going to give me antibiotics, but they prescribed nose spray and taking, you know, light allergy medication. So these are issues that we all have in life. At the same time, I have projects and demanding bosses. So let me get to the demanding bosses. Right now, I'm working with a startup company. The person in charge is a web designer, a web developer. She is brilliant, but she needs organization, and she definitely needs marketing help. Enter Gloria Moraga. I have many, many items on her to-do list, and I'm kind of drowning in them, but I agreed to help her, and I'm going to stick with it. Her demands are difficult to fulfill in the time I've given. When I push back a little bit, she's okay. She understands. So she is not unreasonable. I feel horrible today, physically, my sinus infection, and I want to call the doctor again. I want to get those antibiotics, but I don't want to go to the hospital where the doctor works. So this morning I open up my email and the developer boss says in an email, Glow will be typing up the board of directors meeting minutes. When I read that, I wanted to scream. I'm not a secretary, damn it. I'm actually on the board of directors. But I'm the only woman on the board. So guess who is assigned to type up the minutes? Me, the woman. I want to say something to her, but I don't. She's really overwhelmed. So I'm just going to type the freaking minutes up. They are recorded. I don't know why we need to type them up. If they're recorded, we'll have the recording forever. And if there's a problem, somebody can type them up. Probably me. But I'm still going to do it. And I still want to scream. Another project I'm working on is with an older author. Now, she is a former sheriff's deputy, and she's written a book of short stories. I'm really excited about it. But we definitely need to hire a professional digital copy editor to clean up the text. I should have done this to begin with, but I didn't. Here's the problem. The author does not do digital. She doesn't like email. So she handed me her book in print. So I had to scan it, edit it, create graphics. Then I had to print it again and give it back to her to check. In this process, which is pretty difficult when you're trying to self-publish, there were some formatting issues. Now, I'm using Kindle Create so we can publish through Amazon. At this point, I don't know if I can succeed with this project. I would like to quit. First of all, she doesn't understand the problems I'm having with the software. And though I've tried to explain it to her, it's really tough. And I really can't explain it to her, and I really can't drop this project. Here's one example. I use Grammarly to spell check. The Grammarly robots found many typos. So when I returned the manuscript to my author, she started complaining to me that Grammarly is wrong. And I'm trying to explain to her that Grammarly is not wrong. And so it goes. Finally, I feel lousy, as I said, and I'm trying to sleep. So one other boss comes into my room and says, "Grandma, grandma, grandma, wake up, wake up, wake up." I crack open my eyes. My head is just pounding and the sinus infection is just not better. Then the little four-year-old boss says, "Close your eyes." Now, I just opened my freaking eyes, and I want to scream that. Instead, I say softly, "My eyes are closed." And she says, "Look, look." And she had a new dress on, and she wanted to show me her dress. And I say, "You are beautiful," because she is my number one boss right now. Life would be great if there weren't so many demanding bosses and demanding people. My advice on dealing with them, be patient. Explain what you can and what you cannot do in the time frame that is given. Ask for more time. Explain what you are going through personally and professionally. For instance, I would say video game withdrawal, sinus infections. You would say whatever problem you may be having personally or professionally. The printer won't work. The other team member is out to lunch all the time. Reasonable people, reasonable bosses understand. But the conversation, communication, is essential. You know, I believe communication is everything. We have to talk to people, especially the boss, especially the demanding boss. Even the little four-year-old boss understands. Grammy's head aches. I need an allergy pill. I need some nose spray. And she was happy to help push the tablet into my mouth and hand me some water. And she was happy to spray the nasal spray up my nose. I hope your bosses are just as helpful. Communicate. Talk to them one-on-one. I'm Gloria Moraga, one-on-one. Please subscribe and please share. And no, I'm not going to do the video game. I want to, but I'm not going to do it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bless.
Thank you.